Today, the topic that we'll be sharing is we will see that a force is rising up to oppose and even kill Jesus, and that is the power of the Jewish leaders, the highest level of the Jewish leaders. And we have to first understand that on earth, everyone's power comes from God. Not one human power does not come from God. Whether it's parents' authority or the political or religious leaders' authority, all these were established by God in order to uphold the order and balance and the security and safety of the whole society. But we have to know that when humans left God, humans are not willing to come under God's authority, and so they just use the authority they have as they please. And so under such circumstances, we will see that humans, they start to abuse their authority. There are examples of this. So in this world, there's a lot of people who are being harmed because of the misuse of authority. Because people do not know how to use authority and they even abuse authority. For example, a man, he holds the authority of a man, but when he doesn't know how to use his authority to protect his wife or to educate his children, then this family gets into a terrible state. Or sometimes the man is weak and didn't care for a lot of things, and so the family has a lot of problem and he anyhow throw his temper. And so we also see that there are some bosses in the company or some national leaders, they are corrupted, or religious leaders, they are corrupted. This is also a form of misuse of authority. Or some countries' leaders, they oppress the people and they rob the people of their human rights. And all this happens when humans deny the authority of God and humans refuse to submit to the authority of God. And then you will see how they misuse and abuse their authority. And so when humans cannot come under God's authority, another thing you will see is they will indirectly and slowly use their own authority to remove the authority higher than them. So you see that in the entire human history, there's nations going against nations, country against country, and there's a lot of wars. Now in this current era, there's no wars, but in the office, we see a lot of battles like office politics. And so people at a higher level, there's a lot of secret wars among them. And so people with authority in this world, what they fear most is to lose the authority. They are most afraid that people do not submit to them. So we know that people without God, even if they receive authority, they wanted more authority. And so they wanted more votes from the people, more support from the people, more approval from the people. They want higher and higher ratings of approval, and they want more and more glory. And you ask the person, how much glory or how much honor do you want? He didn't know. He just wanted more and more. But we know. Why does human nature have all this problem? Because no matter how much we have the exaltation of humans, that is only the approval at the human level. But when humans are being created, we are created in the image of God. And humans are meant to love God, obey God, and receive the approval of God. Then human can be truly satisfied. But in this world, when humans get approval and praises from one another, then you see the ugly side. And slowly, because of power and authority, humans subject to unscrupulous means. And so sometimes you see that countries with a view of God, a perspective of God, its system, whether it's political system or economic system, they want to restrain human authority because they know that humans are sinful. But in atheistic countries, you will see that slowly they will exalt a leader and made the leader receive all kinds of all human power, and slowly he became a hero or somewhat like a god that everyone worships, and all the people have to obey him. And so this is the institution of monarchy. So there is a difference between those with God and those without God. And in these two different systems, you can see how people use their authority. Now, the most evil desire within a person is not just the greed or adultery or anger that we see in this world, but the evilest desire is the desire for power endlessly. Because once I have power, I can do everything, I can receive everything, I can have money and women and everything. So you can see, on earth, people on earth, they want to center upon themselves, and when they deny the authority of God up to a point, it seems as if they themselves want to be God. But we have to know that we are sinners, and within us, there is such temperament, more or less, within us. But when we hear the word of God, slowly we understand. Why is it that when we focus on the truth and Christ, we have to surrender to Christ and listen to Him, obey Him? Let this not just remain as a concept, because sometimes you realize in your life, as you walk on, you come to a point where at home or at work or when you interact with people, it seems as if you are demanding that people listen to you, and you know that you have not gone through prayers, you have also not been instructed by the truth, but you only center on yourself. And later on, you see that you cause many people who submit to you get into a lot of misery because you oppress them and order them around. And all this has got to do with the power, the desire to power within human. But if you surrender under the authority of God, you have to use your authority according to the truth of God, and you'll be very careful. And when you use the authority, you will use the authority to protect. You will help the weak to become strong. You will help the sinners to repent. And so this is, of course, what we hope for. And after believing in the Lord and knowing the truth, this must happen to us and to our living. And when we touch on this point, because today we are going to talk about the dark forces of the Jewish leaders, we also want to talk about the authority of the church leaders. Because today we see that among God's people, by right, this Jewish council should have the highest authority, but yet everyone there, they wanted to plot against to kill Jesus, and they reached the same consensus, the same perspective and heart to put to Jesus to death, to put to death the Son of God. And so today, when many church leaders come together and we read this passage, we have to reflect a lot. I've been in the church for 30 over years, and I've seen many things. And I've been through 2 times of church divisions. Now, divisions is always not good, because within that, there's always the work of the enemy, Satan. But we cannot see the enemy, Satan, because he's the spiritual enemy. But he manifests in human heart and human words and human motive and schemes. And so sometimes in the church, we see divisions, and we can see the leaders, when they come together, they just stand for their own position, and they hold on very tightly to that. Actually, those things are not life and death matters, and it's nothing to do with the truth. It's just some administrative issues. Many a times, it's about human ego. Humans wanted to uphold and lift up their own will, or wants to show off their experiences. And so on matters that are not so essential, not life and death matters, they just fight with one another so fiercely till it causes division. So those who quarrel, they hold on to the authority given to them by God, whether it's deacons or elders, but they didn't carefully understand how to use this exalted authority being handed over to them. So this is a tragedy in the church. Another thing that's worse than this is what? That is in the church. People are very used to a certain position, so there's a lack of vigilance, and so when many people listen to that leader, he slowly form an attitude of only he is good or great, or then he slowly feel that certain people in the church are very troublesome because they are not submissive and they always criticize. And so sometimes the leaders have certain meetings and they think about and they discuss about how to deal with certain people. I've been so long in the church. When I pointed out the problems of the church, it doesn't mean that God is problematic, but the human lives are problematic. When humans disobey God, even if the place you gather is called the church, there will also be problems. So I can also see that when certain church leaders come together, they discuss and reach a consensus how to